P28A underscore World Review. By Ginger Borkircher. Sixth Trumpet North Korea ICBM. The U.S. military plans to monitor any North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile tests and gather intelligence rather than destroy it as long as a launch does not pose a threat. Kim Jong-un has said that North Korea will continue to strengthen its ability based on nuclear might to mount a preemptive attack. The country has refused to accept U.S. demands to freeze its arms development. The UN Security Council passed sanctions that include cutting North Korea's coal exports after the country conducted its fifth test last September. According to the Pentagon Weapons Testing Office, the U.S. has a limited capability to defend its homeland from a small number of simple, intercontinental ballistic missiles launched by countries like North Korea or Iran. The U.S. maintains ground-based interceptors based in Alaska and California, but they cannot be counted on with any degree of certainty due to lack of ground tests. Dash. Fall of Aleppo. According to analysts, the fall of the rebel-held Syrian city of Aleppo to Russian and Iranian-backed forces loyal to President Bashar Assad sounded the death knell for the former Obama administration's hands-off counter-terrorism doctrine. The fall of Aleppo was the biggest victory for government forces and their Russian and Iranian supporters since moderate rebel groups, emboldened by regional uprisings tied to the 2011 Arab Spring, attempted to overthrow the Assad regime and ignited the war 6 years ago. Dash. Iran stages massive war drills. Iran recently conducted a series of massive war drills meant to demonstrate the Islamic Republic's supremacy and show Western forces that the country is prepared to attack forces stationed in the Persian Gulf region. The war games coincided with the public release by Iran of a new unmanned drone. The drills included the introduction of a new jamming system that Iran claims is capable of bringing down enemy drones. Dash. Holy Roman Empire. Lithuania wants border fence. After a Russian military buildup in Kaliningrad over recent months, neighboring Lithuania announced it would build an 80-mile-long border fence equipped with surveillance cameras. The fence is scheduled to be finished later this year. The project is expected to be funded mostly by the European Union as a security investment. It's the latest sign of the heightened tensions between Russia and the West along the Baltic Sea. Dash. Pope calls for renewed idea of Europe. Speaking to diplomats at the Vatican, Pope Francis urged Europe to rediscover its true identity. The process of European unification continues to be a unique opportunity for stability, peace, and solidarity between peoples, he said. I can only reaffirm the interest and concern of the Holy See for Europe and its future, conscious that the values that were the inspiration and basis of that project, which this year seal brats its 60th anniversary, are values common to the entire continent and transcend the borders of the European Union itself. Dash. Belief in God drops 10 points behind atheism. The number of Britons who believe in God has fallen by 4% in under 2 years. According to a recent survey, the number of people professing a belief in God dropped while those who said they don't believe in any God or higher spiritual power has risen. The poll found that men and young people are far less likely to believe in a deity. Britain has been showing a steady decline in faith for the last couple of decades. Dash. EU formally extends Russian sanctions. The European Union's European Council announced a 6-month extension of sanctions against Russia for its actions in Ukraine. The EU-imposed sanctions are against Russia's financial, energy, and defense sectors. The EU has stressed the lifting of sanctions will come after Russia abides by the 2014 Minsk Peace Agreement. The agreement calls for, among other points, a ceasefire in Ukraine and opportunity for adequate monitoring of the ceasefire, the release of hostages and the withdrawal of all armed groups from the area. Dash. Mark of the Beast. Rise of the cashless city. As more shops and transport networks adapt to contactless cards and touch-and-go mobile technology, many major cities around the world are in the process of relegating cash to second-class status. Some London shops and cafes are now simply refusing to handle notes or coins. Cities, big and small, are at the forefront of a global drive to go digital. Some experts fear a two-tier urban realm in which those with the lowest incomes become disconnected from mainstream commercial life by their dependence on traditional forms of currency. Dash. Licenses from 9 states won't work in 2018. Starting January 22, 2018, driver's licenses issued by 9 states will no longer be accepted at TSA checkpoints. The 9 states are Kentucky, Maine, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Washington. The licenses from these states fail to meet the federal government's minimum security standards under the Real ID Act. Travelers would have to use another form of identification to pass through security for domestic flights. However, at least one of these states seems determined to become compliant. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin said complying with the federal Real ID Act is a priority. Dash. Netanyahu hopes Trump can broker peace. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is looking for President Donald Trump to be instrumental in brokering peace between Israelis and Palestinians. I know Donald Trump. I know him very well. And I think his attitude, his support for Israel is clear, Netanyahu said in an interview. Dash. Bibi indictment. Political leaders prepared for a potential resignation by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu followed by new elections. Netanyahu became mired in a series of corruption allegations including a police investigation which claims the Prime Minister received gifts from media mogul Nuni Moses and allegations of possible conflicts of interest in the purchase of ballistic missile submarines from Germany. Netanyahu repeatedly denied wrongdoing, portraying the accusations as a witch hunt against him and his family by a hostile media. Dash. Israel enters new era. With Arrow 3. Israel strengthened its defense against an Iranian missile onslaught with the transfer of Arrow 3 interceptors to the Israel Air Force. It is a new era in the Israel's multi-layered defense system. The Arrow 3 will form the uppermost layer of Israel's multi-layered defense system, along with the Arrow 2, David Sling and Iron Dome system. Our mission: preaching the gospel of the kingdom to every person on earth. Because the end time is now. Barcodes for dementia sufferers. A Japanese city is keeping track of senior citizens with dementia by tagging their fingers and toes with scannable barcodes. According to Tokyo Social Welfare Office, a company has developed tiny nail stickers, each of which carries a unique identity number to help concerned families find missing loved ones. If an elderly person becomes disorientated, police will find the local city hall, its telephone number and the wearer's ID all embedded in the QR code. Dash. Middle East. Obama, moving embassy could be explosive. In his final news conference, outgoing President Barack Obama warned his successor against sudden, unilateral moves related to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, in what appeared to be a reference to Donald Trump's intention to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. What we have seen in the past is when some unilateral moves are made that speak to some of the core issues and sensitivities of either side, that can be explosive, Obama warned. World Religion. World Religion Day. World Religion Day is celebrated annually on the third Sunday in January. It was established by the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the United States in 1950 as a way to encourage interfaith understanding. Its purpose is to promote the idea that the spiritual principles underlying the world's religions are harmonious, and to suggest that religions play a role in unifying humanity. It is believed that God is one and that, beyond all diversity of cultural expression and human interpretation, religion is likewise one. Dash. Vatican opens door to Christian-Hindu dialogue. A cardinal at the first Hindu-Christian conference said that the new beginning takes us towards a new series of possibilities in the field of dialogue. He said that each interreligious dialogue should shed light on our shared values. When we who follow different religions meet each other, we feel the need to grow ever more respectful, compassionate, and appreciative of other people's lives and faiths, and this contributes to our society's development and overall harmony. Dash. Priests to teach global warming. The Catholic Church has updated its guidelines for new priests. The new guidelines suggest that in the future, priests will have a good grasp of the global climate change problem and will share this with their congregation. The document, titled, The Gift of the Priestly Vocation, is an update of previous guidelines published in 1985. The new guidelines were shaped by Pope Francis' teachings. World Government. Climate Fund could take big hit. The Green Climate Fund is the largest multinational cash pool for financing climate action in developing countries. The US promised $3 billion to the fund, but with Donald Trump taking office, there is a chance developing countries will not get as much help as they were promised. Trump called global warming a hoax and threatened to withdraw the US from the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate. EPA nominee, Scott Pruitt, said he does not agree with Trump's hoax statements, but stopped short of saying human activity is the main culprit or that the US must reduce its use of fossil fuels. Dash. UN rebukes Israel. The UN General Assembly wrapped up its annual legislative session in 2016 by adopting 20 resolutions against Israel. In addition, the UN Security Council voted to adopt a resolution condemning Israeli settlement activity as illegal, and demanded that Israel immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. U.S. President Barack Obama abandoned the Jewish state with his refusal to block the resolution with a veto. It was the first time in four decades that the U.S. did not use its veto power. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was sharply critical of the decision, calling it a terrible mistake and a sad day for America. Dash. New UN Secretary General. Antonio Guterres took the oath of office in New York and vowed to reform the internal workings of the United Nations. Guterres, the former Prime Minister of Portugal, was sworn in as the ninth Secretary General of the United Nations and has promised to focus on streamlining the internal functions of the UN, cultivate peace, and promote sustainable development.